Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
How many of you are excited that you're alive? I think it's an exciting time to be alive. I think that we're going to be, I believe that we're going to experience the return of Jesus. I believe we that are alive now are going to see the return of Jesus. It may not be this year, could be tomorrow. And maybe in the next, but I believe in my own spirit, I'm believing we're going to see the return of Jesus Christ. You know, and a lot of times we think that, well, that's it, we're going to go and live in heaven. We're not going to live in heaven. We're coming back here. Come on. We're going to heaven for a couple of years for the marriage festival. And then we're coming to rule and reign with Christ on the earth. Amen. And he's going to bring a whole new Jerusalem down, and he's going to rule from Jerusalem. And so a lot of people are waiting to get to heaven. Well, that is, I believe, in the time of the rapture, we'll be taken up into heaven and we'll celebrate the feast and the marriage ceremony. But then we're coming back after the 7-year period. We will be back. So I'm starting to feel it more and more. I don't know if you can experience in your own spirit. Yes. That this is coming to a close. I mean, this is almost now, the time is coming under the final curtain. It's almost, you can almost taste it. You know, sometimes, you know, you hear sound and you're a major loud noise. And I look up, I'm thinking, hello, you know, am I still on the earth? Where am I? It's that close. That's what I honestly believe. And there's nothing else that needs to take place that was prophesied before Jesus returns. Now, everything has been fulfilled that God said his time would come. And I believe, you know, one of the big things that we tend to forget, that he says the end will come when all of the nations in the world have heard the word. Because God wants everybody to make their own decision. No one can say, I never heard. And with the way things are now with the internet and television and ministries and missionaries and flying back and forth. I mean, just with everything that is taking place right now, they're saying now that they don't believe that there is any nation or any tribe that hasn't had the opportunity to hear the word of God. You know, and so, hey, just be ready. Be ready, amen. I'm like John the Baptist, prepare ye the way of the Lord. I believe that we're going to see it. I know, well, you know, my forefathers said the same thing. Yeah, but your forefathers didn't have internet. Amen. Come on. Your forefathers didn't have jets that could fly at twice the speed of sound. Amen. You know, your forefathers were not in a position to see the Antichrist in the temple. Amen. Now, the temple is going to be built. You know that the temple is going to be built. You are aware that the temple is going to be built. I don't know if you're aware that they've already got the blueprint for the temple. Just go online and read about it. They've already said that they've got the heifer, however you say it, the red heifer, for sacrifice. And they've already chosen a high priest who returned. He didn't want it, but they've already chosen. I mean, this is going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen. Now, I don't know. I believe we'll be gone before the temple's built. And in the period, you know, it's a 7-year period where pre-rapture, the pre-trib is going to be the rapture that I know the word says. And we're going to be taken out here. And in the middle of those 7 years, in the 3.5 span of that time, it's going to look like pretty good. People are going to think it's pretty cool. And then all hell is going to break loose. And then the Bible says that they will see the desecration of the desolation in the temple. That's when the Antichrist, there have been many Antichrists. But there is the Antichrist, the son of perdition. There's many names for him. And he will rise up on the scene. And he is going to go in after 3.5 years of relative peace. He's going to go in and he's going to go into the temple and he's going to confess to be God. Yeah. He's going to say, I am God. That is what's going to take place. And you can read about that in Daniel 7 and read about the armies coming to attack. Read Ezekiel 38. Just read 37 and 38. There's so many places talking about what's going to happen. It's going to take place. Amen. That's right, man. It is going to take place. You know, every prophetic word that Jesus has spoken and God the Father has spoken and the Holy Spirit has brought to us is going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen. Can you say amen? Amen. And so I'm starting to feel something in my spirit, because when I look around and I see how evil, you know, you look at it right now. He says, woe to those. This is in the book of Isaiah already. He says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Amen. Calling evil good and good evil. They've switched. It's happening before you. Listen, your parents never saw that.
True.
They never saw that stuff. They didn't see what we're experiencing today. Amen. You do realize that. We're seeing something that's unprecedented in the world. And so a lot of people say, yeah, well, they've been saying that Jesus is coming back for 100 years. The disciples thought he was coming back while they were still on the earth. But when you look into it and the way he spoke about it and what he told us, it was impossible for him to come back. And then for 2,500 years, Israel was not a nation. And he couldn't have come back until 1948. In actual fact, until 1966 when they recaptured Jerusalem. Amen. And so, and then there's this replacement theology going around in churches.
Yes.
Saying that Israel refers to the church. That's the biggest load of crock you've ever heard in your life. It does not. It refers to Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God said he's going to split the earth and he's going to rule and reign in Jerusalem. That's what Jesus said. It's coming. It is coming. Don't think that this is pie in the sky. This is Mickey Mouse. This is Donald Duck. This is just a story. If you believe in that, you might be caught wanting. He says, listen, I'm going to come back like a thief in the night when you least expect it. He said, when people are giving themselves away in marriage, when they're having parties, when things are going great and life is good. I tell you what, life is pretty good right now.
Amen.
Amen. Besides the fact that there's all this stuff that trying to divide us. Because the devil knows if you can divide, you can conquer.
True.
A nation divided against itself, what? Cannot stand.
Amen.
America's pretty divided right now, and he wants America to fall. Because this is, to me, one of the last outposts of where the Word of God is preached, taught, and sent out more than any other place on the planet. You can say all you like. It's the truth. America has got more evangelists, more missionaries, more Bibles, more translations, more programs in the air, more internet providers. They're the ones who made it.
Come on, pastors. Amen.
He wants America down. And he knows the principle. God said a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A house divided against itself cannot stand. He said a country divided against itself cannot stand. Why do you think he's so active in trying to divide this nation? Have you ever seen such division in your life?
No.
I haven't. I guess when they had the war, the blue coats and the red coats, I guess that was division, like, you know. But now, right now, in these modern times, it's happening. It's right there. It's on our doorstep. I'm telling you. But the good thing is we're on the right side.
Amen.
We are on the right side. Now, there's millions of people that are not on the right side. And we need to get them onto the inside and the right side. Because God wants that not one should perish. Not one should perish. He wants everyone saved. Jesus died for whosoever believes can be saved. And so I believe that we're going to start to see pockets of revival in the earth. I honest to God believe that. You're going to start seeing little groups, maybe 100 here, and all of a sudden revival, and then 300 there, and then like in Azusa Street, there was a couple of guys that got together.
Yes.
And the revival started coming, then the great outpouring, and people started prophesying and praying in other tongues. And that released that whole deal once again. And so I'm believing that, and listen, I had no idea I was going to say any of this when I got up here. Absolutely no idea.
Amen.
So obviously God is quickening me to give us a bit of a heads up. Because we can kind of get lackadaisical and sit back on our laurels and we kind of forget.
True.
We kind of, you know, push it back and, you know, this is for another time, another person, not me. We are, I'm telling you, coming. There's something's about to happen.
Amen.
And I'm expecting to see some Revival take place now. And I'm saying to the Lord, don't pass us by. And I'm telling you, you saw on Sunday what happened, yeah? And you're going to see it again and again. And it's starting to happen now. Have you noticed more regularly now? And the services are getting longer. And the people are worshiping more. Are you noticing right now? And people are getting saved again more and more. Are you seeing what's happening?
Yes.
I'm believing. Because when revival comes, people get saved and they turn to God.
Amen.
Revival is ultimately to get people into the kingdom. Amen. And so I'm believing for it. I'm crying out for it. I'm tasting it. I'm hearing it. I'm waiting to hear that trumpet. You know when Kalani plays a trumpet on this altar, and on Sunday, I thought, whoa, what's happening? On Sunday, I was worshiping somewhere. I think I was on the altar. We were all worshiping, as you know. And all of a sudden, I heard the shofar, and Dave was somewhere. I don't know. I just heard them. And I thought, oh, God, he's coming, and I'm looking up.
Amen.
It can happen like that.
Amen.
It will happen. He warned us. Amen. And when Jesus ascended into heaven, he said to the angel said to the disciples, why do you look at him in marvel like that? The same way he left you is the same way he's coming.
Amen.
I mean, he's told us. He's warned us. He's given us a heads up. He's got scriptures coming. He's got them coming from different places. Revival is about to come. I'm of the solid opinion that we're about to start experiencing a revival, and there's going to be pockets throughout the world. But I'm telling you, America's going to be one of the major factors in the world getting revival. I absolutely believe it. God will never just push America aside because, oh, you guys are fighting now. You're just at each other's throats. I don't believe that. Not for one second. God remembers what America's done for the kingdom. We need more unity, obviously. But I heard the word from Kenneth Hagin in America, in South Africa. I learned everything from Brother Hagin in South Africa. And then Kenneth Copeland came, and I went there to watch him in South Africa. And we had all these Americans coming, and that's what got me going. Amen. So America spread the word all over the show, all over the planet.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
So I believe that America's in a good position to get some revival now. And once that revival starts to hit us, we can start seeing the haters and people against each other starting to love each other.
Amen.
We need to start loving each other.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. So that's just for free. And you might as well just sit down. Because who knows what's going to happen.
Amen.
While I was in praise and worship, the Lord just said to me, get Revelation 12 and just bring Revelation 12 to the people. Because, you know, in these times that we're living right now, there's a lot of craziness taking place, and we need to be on our watchtower, and we need to be praying and doing what we need to do to push back the enemy. We need to get that enemy, and we need to know that we've got the authority over that enemy, and we can squash him. Amen.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Thank you for joining us today. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility, where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders. There is no charge, and all are welcome.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of Christian FM. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.